A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Monday morning to you. Still working on this first cup of coffee. It's 5:51 now as we speak, Eastern Standard Time in North Carolina here. A little bit of reasoning behind getting on so early, of course, with the plans for today is I embark on a journey to fly out to my cousin's funeral in El Paso, Texas today. We make those plans, of course, as James chapter 4, verse 13 and following describes it. You know, we, who are we to boast in the things of tomorrow? Because we don't know what the future holds, but that is the plan. So here in the South, if the Lord wills, Lord willing, we'll make the trip and go out there and see some family that I've not seen in a long time. And pay my condolences and respects. This morning, of course, I wanted to kind of just read something to you that I had written a couple years ago in regards to the Christmas season and what we celebrate, maybe some background or reference to how the Old Testament even directs us in a way to consider some thoughts. So today's Bible reference will be Micah chapter 5, verse 2. It says this, "But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days." There is much to be understood from how God works his perfect plan throughout Scripture. We glimpse but for a moment and think we have a better understanding, but still are lacking upon our own efforts. It is with great rejoicing for a believer to read a passage such as this and have assurance that things may not always be as they appear. You see, the word Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. This is the same town David was born in, and it would be the birthplace of Jesus, a town that was chosen by God to reveal his glory and salvation. How often have the very things we see as small are what God can use in a mighty way? I think of my young son, though he is small in size, his vocal abilities carry very well. And I would say they carry well when we're in a car confined to a small area as well, which many parents probably know that. He is limited in what he can accomplish due to his size. But even in his inability, I am reminded of the limitations of even my abilities. Therefore, my dependence upon God continues to deepen due to the lessons learned from this little boy. And Again, I would say that there are many times for us as parents that we learn from what we're trying to convey to our children. It's a good teaching moment for us as we raise our kids and we experience God's grace for our life. And it is a reflection point, I think, many times as I catch myself in conversation with my children and just the things that we discuss and, you know, navigate through from young age to some with the reference point of even my kids of the vast difference in age. So I think there's truth in that as well. Again, the emphasis, though, here in Micah 5, verse 2, it's not the town. Bethlehem is not the emphasis. It's not the manger. But more importantly, it's Jesus Christ. For he alone is to be worshiped and praised. You see here, in Micah, the decay of morality was present within this time frame, and he was addressing these things. But again, greater was God's redemption for this lost and dying world. And I think that this aligns with the character of God when we sing, "O little town of Bethlehem." He fulfills his purposes in the small things for the great King he is. I believe that 1 Corinthians also aligns with the way in which God uses things and how he works it out. We may be puzzled again in how God orchestrates things, but I think 1 Corinthians gives us some clarity for how God demonstrates his authority. So it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, and not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. The base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that just as it is written, let him who boast in the Lord." And that is again in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. So we stand here on this earth, and I've referenced our mentality is crushed when we look at the gigantic way in which God rules over his kingdom. If you have a moment to look through your window pane and see a speck of dust floating around as the sun peers through, I've referenced this as stating that that speck of dust is earth, and you're on that speck of dust. Maybe to kind of wrap our minds around, you know, how small we are. I don't even think it's a way that is it doesn't mean that we fear because of that smallness, or come to an occasion that we think that it's too much. But I think it again redirects our mind into the greatness of God, and that we boast in Him. And it's good that He uses these things that are small or weak, that don't have things all figured out, because we see His greatness and His glory and not our own. A good friend of mine has always said that, you know, we sometimes want to be glory thieves, and we forget about who deserves the glory. So we come back to this Micah chapter 5, verse 2, this little town of Bethlehem, and we see God's plan unfold in Scripture that brings us Jesus. And as we celebrate this Christmas season and we gather with our families in the presence, of course, that are open, I think it's time for us to pause and remember, however big or small your family is, whatever size presence you open, I think it's a good reminder for us to remember the way in which God moves and directs in our lives, and the small ways that He shows His greatness. And I think that's something that is so fascinating about God's character. The things in which we see as grandeur, maybe that we esteem highly from our own intellect and not from the Spirit of God, because we get captivated again by other directions that pull at us. The thing is, again, Paul said, we boast in the Lord. We're thankful. Thankful that God sent His Son, born in Bethlehem. Prophecy being fulfilled in the great way in which He provided salvation from a small baby. My name's Chris Norris, and remember, a boundless reservoir.